Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, A to Z English Podcast listeners, it's Jack here. And we just want to announce that we are now on WeChat. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. That is A to Z English Podcast, one word, all lowercase. And if you join the group, you'll be able to talk with me, you'll be able to talk with Social, and we can answer your questions, we can read your comments on the podcast. So we'd love for you to join us and be active in our WeChat group. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. Thanks. See you on the app. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Social. And today we're going to share... we're under the vocabulary spotlight, and we are going to share some words that we came across during our English Corner classes that students kind of struggle with. And Socha, what was the first one that you came up with?
The first one I noticed students struggled a little bit with was workload. The pronunciation, workload. And then on top of that, what it meant, workload is just, it's a compound word. It has the word work in it and the word load in it. And you put it together with no spaces and it's workload. So workload just means the amount of work that each person is, each person's share of work. So that can be at your house, like domestic tasks, like chores. Or that can also be at your job. Between your colleagues, you may have a heavier workload if you have a higher position in the company. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what workload refers to.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of times you hear it with the word shared workload. Mm-hmm. So you have this certain amount of work that you have to do at your office. And then they divide it among the employees. You're going to mm-hmm. do this much. You're going to do this much. You're going to do this much. You're going to do this much. And each piece is your workload. And mm-hmm. And then you basically just start working away, chipping away at it, trying to decrease it down to zero. And mm-hmm. of course, in a company or a corporation, it never gets down to zero because there's always more work. There's another workload piled on top of your old workload. And so, it's kind of a never ending, thing. But I just think that certain even within this podcast, Social and I divide certain parts of the workload. She's spends a lot of time talking to students on the app, communicating with them, recording. I do like the editing and some of the, adding like little music pieces or whatever to it, which actually I enjoy. So it's kind of like my workload is kind of the fun part. I get the editing part of it. It's a shared workload. When you share the workload, it makes it a lot easier to finish a project more quickly. So.
The second one that I saw some students struggle with was the meaning of emotional labor. When I say emotional labor, what does that mean to you, Jack?
This one I've actually, I'm not too familiar with this term. This seems like a maybe something that is a newer,
Kind of a new age term,
yeah, this is like a Gen Z kind of thing, like the emotional workload.
Well,
Emotional
let's
workload. Is
do
that
it.
does that mean like managing your relationships with other people and trying to keep those keep up with like replying to people on social media and emails and that kind of stuff? Is that am I right about is that what an emotional workload is?
Yeah, it has a couple of different meanings. So some people said emotional labor can, it can be part of your job. Like if you're working in customer service, regulating your emotions and kind of managing customer emotions as well. But I think a lot more commonly in this new age, we use it when we're talking about women's workload in the home, which a lot of it is invisible labor, which means labor that you cannot necessarily see and appreciate. For example, if you have a stack of dishes and they're all gone, because your mom did them, you can see that. That's another type of labor. That's a domestic labor. But when the kid comes crying home from school and maybe they got depressed because their friends bullied them and the mom is checking in on their kid day after day for the week and cheering them up, and maybe your husband came home from a stressful job and then you have to see the in-laws and you have to pick a gift for your mother-in-law. It's a lot of these things that kind of fall under an invisible guise. You can't see the person doing these tasks in the same way, perhaps, because they don't have a clean cut result. But overall, you're doing a lot of labor emotionally, kind of like what a therapist would do, maybe, or a psychologist would do. So you're kind of doing unpaid emotional labor. You're like a unpaid therapist for your family.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right. It's like it's not quantitative, but it's qualitative in nature. It's like yeah, it's emotionally draining, but you don't really get any credit for it. You do the dishes, you get like a little star sticker, like good job. You did the dishes, check that off the list. But Johnny has a skinned knee, and he's scared of skateboards now. So you've got to console him for a half an hour. You don't. There's no sticker for that. That's just. I mean, I guess in the traditional sense, they would just say, "Well, that's parenting. So just suck it up and do it." But it often falls on the mother's shoulders. She's the one that has to do the nurturing and the caring for the child with the skinned knee, and the father kind of gets a pass as he marches off to his computer
Drink
room.
beer and watch TV or
Yeah.
something.
All right. Yeah. You did my ask your mom. Mom will deal with it, you know. Yeah, so emotional labor. I like it. I dig it. Yeah. I think we should be more careful to consider that. Yeah.
Yeah, recognize it. Another thing I noticed, students were struggling with a vocabulary word to describe certain words, certain chores, sorry. And they were missing one, and I didn't want to interrupt, but I thought it would be a good time to introduce the vocabulary word tedious. Jack, what does tedious mean when a task
Yeah,
is
if something
tedious?
is, if a task or a chore is tedious, it's very, well, I'm going to use another big word to describe a big word, monotonous. And monotonous means it's very repetitive. It's just like it's something that you do that is, it's not difficult, but it's time consuming and it's very annoying. I'm trying to think of like a lot of construction work is very tedious. You know, when you're building a wall, like a brick wall, you have to just one brick at a time, you know, and it takes a long time to finish that wall. And so it's very just doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, 100 times, 1,000 times, 10,000 times. That is very tedious, tedious work.
One of our students was talking about how she has a cat and she doesn't like to put her clothing directly into the washer because she's worried that the cat hair will damage or clog her washer. So she takes clothing item by clothing item and puts a lint roller over it and gets rid of the cat hair that way. And so she said doing laundry is an incredibly tedious task for her. I was more so impressed that anyone would even think to do that. I just toss it in the washer. I kind of shake things out, like
Yeah.
if I have some my sheets or whatever, I just shake them out outside and then throw them in the washer.
I've got those double stick tape rollers, and I roll my clothes too before to get all the dog hair off of them.
Before you put them in the washer?
Yeah. Just run it up and down my shirt just to
Wild.
get,
I never.
yeah.
I didn't know this was a thing at all. Duenda doesn't shed hardly at all.
Yeah.
So I don't really have this issue. He really doesn't shed. I can be wearing all black and hug him and he'll sit on my lap and pet him and there's like no hair on you when I'm
Okay. Yeah, Lily is my dog sheds a little bit, not that much, but yeah, just every once in a while I'll take the roller, just go over my clothes. Not every time. I'm not like what she does, your student. But we do have those rollers, those double stick tape rollers that are really nice for just getting lint and stuff off of your clothes.
But do you do it before you put it in the washer, or do you just do it like?
Only if I like shave my dog or something, if I give my
Oh,
dog a haircut or something like that, yeah, then I have to.
I would just shake it out like that. And I don't know, does it maybe it sticks to your clothes anyway. I've never even thought about doing this. So that's a new cleanliness tip for our listeners, I guess,
Yeah, double
out
stick
there.
tape rollers. Yeah,
Yeah.
really good.
Let us know. Is that something that you do at home, or do you have any other tedious tasks that you often do? Let us know if there's any other vocabulary words that you would like us to cover. If there's a word that you're grasping of or trying to think of to describe a situation, let us know as well, and we'll try our best to come up with some vocabulary words that we can showcase to describe that. So leave a comment down below at AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. Shoot us an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com and join the WeChat and WhatsApp group to talk to Jack and I directly. Remember that Jack and I are now hosting an English corner Monday through Friday for 1 hour a day. And we have a lot of really great students. It's super fun. So if you would like to be a part of that, if you're interested in that at all, make sure to message Jack privately on WeChat or the A to Z English podcast WhatsApp, and we'll make sure to send you the link. See you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.